It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. If you hit the gym or any workout facility on a regular basis, this is the time of year you dread the most. Some refer to it as the attack of the resolutionaries, people with the best of intentions, resolving to get in shape and making it harder for regular gym goers to get through their workouts. While the enthusiasm for working out dies down in February, our fitness contributor, Joe Venieri, co-founder of Fitsburg, an online fitness and health magazine, is on a mission to get the Steel City in shape and is here to tell us how he plans to do it. Joe Venieri, Happy New Year. Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
And we'd like to hear from you if you're one of the many who's made a resolution to get in better shape. How's it going? Here it is, day five. How is that resolution coming along for you? Give us a call, 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Joe Venieri is a guy who can help you stick with your plans. After a month from now, when many have given up, you may be one of the people sticking to it thanks to this conversation we're having. And Joe, the new year is a time for people to make resolutions and commit to healthy living goals. Is Fitsburgh doing anything to encourage healthy living in the new year? Of course it is, right?
Right. That's what we're all about. And specifically, for us, our mission is to make Pittsburgh the healthiest city in the nation. And it sounds like a big undertaking given
this this is the home of Fromantis. That's a challenge right there.
That's the thing. And we're good with that. I mean, everybody likes their Fromanti sandwich every once in a while, but in general, if we can kind of shift the mindset to what we say is moving more, eating well and buying local, we feel like we can kind of shift the culture. Like you would change the company culture to be more innovative. We want to change the community culture to be healthier. And that's really what we're trying to do through some initiatives like this year, specifically the Fitsburgh Challenge, where we're asking people to commit to living healthier, you know, eat well, move more, and buy local, not only in the new year, but as part of more of a revolution than a resolution.
Can you just eat the way you want? Because again, I have to, you know, I can't help being the cynic here because this is also the city where at Pirates games, I think, don't they serve like a hamburger on a donut? They have that deal going on. I mean, we have every kind of crazy food that there is exists here in Pittsburgh. So is it possible to just ignore what you eat and just work out enough to burn it all off?
Not quite, no. Not even if you're an endurance athlete who's going around the clock. And even if you are, it's probably not a good idea to work out that hard and then just throw it all away with whatever you eat. The idea is that the majority of the time, as in 80% of the time, you're being conscious of what you're eating. That other 20% of the time, that's yours. I know I do the same thing. I try to eat healthy and maintain a healthy lifestyle, but one day a week, I eat whatever I want all day long and then kind of get back on track throughout the week.
That sounds pretty good. So one day,
and whatever you want.
Sure. Okay. I like that. What kind of impact are you hoping that this challenge is ultimately going to have, and how will you track the impact?
Sure. The biggest thing is, that, like I mentioned, changing the culture of the community. So if we can get people to talk about and think about being healthy, not as it, you know, it's the kind of guy who's an oddball who watches what he eats and packs his lunch and things like that, but that it just becomes ingrained in people that, you know what, we're conscious of what we're eating. We're thinking about being healthier. We're making an active decision to be more active. That's the start of it. And tracking this thing.
Well, let me jump in. What is healthy eating far as you're concerned? Because, okay, aside from that one day where you're saying we can go ahead and, as you do, and eat whatever we want, and the rest of the time we're sticking to some kind of a diet, I used the D word. Yeah. But what kind of a diet are we talking about?
Yeah, in the simplest terms, it's really about – it's eating real food. So eating food that comes from – trees or from the ground as opposed to out of a box or a bag, and really focusing on fresh fruits and vegetables. If you are someone who eats meat, then it's lean protein sources, lean meat, and then filling in with healthy fat sources, things like nuts and avocados and things like that, to really get those proteins, fats, and carbohydrates to fulfill that real food diet, if you want to use the D word.
And since people tend to hunker down inside during the winter months, is there anything happening this month that will help people start off the new year right in terms of just getting active?
Sure. there are a lot of things. And over on the website, getfitpgh.com, we kind of keep an active listing of what's going on and events that are coming up. Specifically, there's a race coming up this month, the Frigid 5-Miler. That's this weekend, January 11th. And there's also some really great things, like the East End Food Co-op every year holds Winterfest. So it's more of a seasonal celebration, but the East End Food Co-op does a really good job of providing options for maybe vegans or vegetarians, and also including fresh food in that mix. And then also January 24th at the Pittsburgh Public Market, there's the Pittsburgh Food Swap. So people who maybe make their own food or do canning and things like that, it's like a little exchange of goods that are homemade or fresh grown and things like that. So lots of opportunities not only to get out and be active, but also meet like-minded people who are interested in, you know, those same things.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking with our fitness contributor, Joe Venieri, co-founder of Fitsburgh, an online fitness and health magazine, about his mission to get the Steel City in shape, how he plans to do it. I asked you earlier about, can you eat whatever you want and just work out so much that you can just burn off whatever bad things you're eating? And you said, no, that is not the way to go. So I'll ask you sort of the reverse of that. Can somebody eat healthy and not do much, if any, exercise at all, and lose weight and be in good shape?
I don't know that they can lose weight. I think that the two kind of go hand in hand. You can certainly watch what you eat and be moderately active and maintain a relatively healthy body weight. But I think looking at it as a way where you're trying to not only increase, it doesn't have to be exercise, but increase the amount of physical activity in your life, whether that's walking, hiking, biking this time of the year, skiing, and a lot of different activities that way. And also monitoring what you eat, looking for that balance kind of right down the middle is, you know, that overarching healthy lifestyle that people are talking about. It doesn't mean you have to be – a healthy lifestyle isn't being an athlete and dieting. It's going about your day-to-day activities, but also implementing these small changes that help you moderate your body weight. So it's not necessarily losing weight. Maintain a healthy body weight and get the nutrients that your body needs to be vibrant and active that way.
One of the problems with winter is that it's not easy to go outside and do things.
Sure.
There are plenty of people who like to bike in this town, but when the snow is heavy, it's impossible, I would think, to do it. So on some of those trails, can people ski on those? Have you seen people doing that?
Yeah, some of the – well, there's no snow right now, so
– you know it's coming, though.
Yeah, I know. It's this week is kind of alluding to that. But some of the parks, Raccoon Creek State Park, I think at Moraine, I think even at Moraine or at North Park, they have cross-country skiing trails. Venture Outdoors does outings where they take people to try snowshoeing. So there's a couple of different activities. There's groups throughout Pittsburgh – some through Elite Runners and Walkers, some through Fleet Feet, who do year-round running groups, year-round trail running. So depending on snow and things like that, there's activities that are going on throughout the year.
Our mayor, our city leadership has borrowed a lot of ideas from Europe, from places like Holland, particularly when it comes to biking, and speed skating is really big in places like Holland. Do we have any places where people can do that, to skate around, and other than just in a circle?
No, I don't know that there's anywhere that has it to that degree. But stealing on that idea and coming up in the spring, I know that Pittsburgh Bike Share is planning to launch. You can't exactly do that all through the winter, but going out and being able to rent a bike by the hour or maybe by the day, and at these different docking stations. So I know that's something that Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh community, as we like to call it, is looking forward to in the new year.
And spring will be here before you know it, and you can use the bike a little more often than perhaps on a day like today, although we didn't get much snow, although, again, they say it's coming. But the big question here, Joe, before we wrap this up, is as the year goes on, how can people make their resolutions a reality and make a lasting change? Because I'm guessing there are a number of people who've tried it, and they get, as we said earlier, they get to February, not working, I give up. How can we make it stick?
A big thing for us is just making it part of your day-to-day life. And so those small changes over time, And being consistent with them is how you form a habit. And one thing that we want to do is encourage people to connect with others who have that same goal in mind. We all want to be healthier. We all want to live a healthy lifestyle to some extent. So that's what we're really trying to do with Fitzburg and the Fitzburg Challenge. So right now, even it, like hashtag Fitzburg on Twitter is a whole host of people who are connecting and talking about being healthier. So we think if we can bring people together around that idea, encourage them, support them, motivate them, that's going to go a long way towards sticking to those resolutions. So you don't have to do it on your own.
So very quickly, how can people take part in the challenge?
Sure. It is getfitpgh.com/Fitzburg. It'll say there's a little button that says join the challenge. Do that and then keep up with it. Hashtag Fitzburg on Twitter.
And we'll put a link to it at our website, WESA.FM. Joe Venieri is our fitness contributor, co-founder of Fitzburg. Joe, as always, great thanks and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thanks.
Stay healthy. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Happy New Year and so long for now.